Disease, alliances, treaties, and improvised planning. Written by Soft but Gremlin. Read by Mistborn Hero. A Star Wars podfic featuring the relationship Cody, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Tagged for Sith Obi-Wan Kenobi, pining. They are married, but they are still pining. Fade to black. Part 4 of the Sith Soldiers and Spies series. Summary. After a long day of mediating the treaty to bring Naboo into the Separatist Alliance, all Obi-Wan wants to do is go to bed. Cody has other ideas. It had been a long day. Naboo had had a shocking turn of events, breaking with the Republic and demanding a conference with the Separatists. Over the course of the day, Sabe, and it was Sabe, had met with the Separatist Congress, had argued splendidly for their entrance into the Separatist coalition, had won additional freedoms and rights for their planet that Obi-Wan knew was going to translate into everyone else, demanding a renegotiation of contracts in the next week, and had negotiated a treaty where Naboo would be part of the Separatists and would provide certain resources, provided that they never had to deal with the Trade Federation or any of their droids. Meanwhile, Padme had been meeting with Dooku and Anakin, with Republic intel that she promised to exchange as long as the treaties went the way that Sabe asked. Anakin had been sending Obi-Wan text comms intermittently, agree to this, say no to that, interspersed with texts about how Padme was even prettier than he remembered, and how he finally understood how Obi-Wan had fallen in love with Cody so fast, and how he intended to invite Padme to dinner within the week. Well, he was 20, and he wasn't a Jedi, and it wasn't the worst match to encourage. But after 12 hours in session, Obi-Wan did not want to see Sabe or Padme for the next month, and he did not want to do anything aside from down some mild painkillers and tea and go to bed. He had his painkillers, and then he made it to his quarters, thankfully unaccosted by any diplomats, senators, or any other force-forsaken people that roamed the House of Serrano on a daily basis. And there, waiting, was Cody, curled up on the couch in nothing but Obi-Wan's robe and boxers, reading one of those ridiculous, utter-rim romances that Cody was so fond of, and Obi-Wan couldn't help but smile softly. Cody looked up at Obi-Wan's entrance and shifted, putting down his book, opening his mouth. "Don't," Obi-Wan said. "Don't say anything. Just let me look at your beautiful face for a minute." Cody grinned and sat up. Obi-Wan loved his smile. It was so unbashful, so confident, so open. There was no guile behind it, none of that hesitation in all of Cody's other expressions. He only ever smiled when he truly was feeling it. Obi-Wan strode over to him, intending to drop onto the couch next to him. But Cody reached his arm out, pulling Obi-Wan down into his lap, and kissing him hard. Obi-Wan kissed him back, deepening the kiss. He loved Cody so much. He loved kissing Cody. Obi-Wan had his doubts that Cody loved him back. How could he, Republic soldier that he was? But Cody certainly seemed to enjoy the physical affection and usually took the lead in these things, and for now, that was enough. Cody pulled back, just enough for them to catch their breath. "Rough day?" he asked. awful, my love, Obi-Wan said. Politics is a form of torture, and the way Naboo does it is worse than anything the Trade Federation could think up. Cody said, moving to kiss Obi-Wan's neck.
Why did you become a politician again?
Because Anakin is awful at it, Obi-Wan said. Obi-Wan felt his belt come loose and then drop to the floor, and he flinched back a bit, staring at Cody. He had never done this before. They had slept in the same bed for quite a while now, but frankly, Obi-Wan had thought Cody wasn't interested in anything more than kissing. Cody had pulled back, now frowning uncertainly, clearly nervous. That wouldn't do at all. Careful, love, Obi-Wan teased, brushing his fingers down Cody's neck. If we go any further, I might think you want something from me.
I want something from you,
Cody said, blunt, forward, and honest. And then, less certainly, he added,
Is that okay?
With a request so honest and direct, and with Cody's beautiful, dark eyes staring up at him, with such open desire in Cody's expression and in the Force, Obi-Wan was ready to promise him the galaxy if he asked. But Obi-Wan wasn't stupid. Tired and very in love, but not stupid. He smiled and tilted Cody's chin up until their lips were a breath away from each other.
I suppose that depends on what you want, my dear.
Cody's breath caught slightly, and then he said,
Well, I want to start with taking off your clothes and kissing every single part of you that I can reach.
Oh, Cody was in a mood today. And then what? Obi-Wan asked, leaning forward, pressing Cody further back into the couch. Cody said, brain clearly short-circuiting as Obi-Wan's hands made their way down his chest.
I hadn't really planned that far yet.
Obi-Wan grinned down at him and then turned his attention to Cody's neck. The great Marshal Commander Cody, caught without a plan? He mumbled into Cody's neck. Whatever is the galaxy coming to? Cody's retort cut off into a surprisingly loud groan as Obi-Wan sucked at his collarbone. Delighted, Obi-Wan did it again, shoving his robe off Cody's shoulders as he worked.
Is that...
Cody cut himself off, digging his fingers into Obi-Wan's hips.
Is that a yes?
Obi-Wan said, pulling himself away and then kissing Cody's lips again.
Force, Cody was so beautiful.
Why don't we start by moving to the bedroom? Obi-Wan said. And then we can improvise from there. And then he yelped, as Cody was on his feet immediately, clinging to Cody even though Cody had picked him up without the slightest bit of a struggle. Cody was 10 centimeters shorter than him, and Obi-Wan was no scrawny Padawan. And yet, Cody had picked him up like it was nothing. Obi-Wan liked that very much.
Is this okay?
Cody asked. Yes, Obi-Wan said. Yes. Cody grinned, bright and also smug, and kissed him. I love you, Cody, Obi-Wan said, softly, breathlessly. Cody replied with a kiss, and a flushed warmth in the force, and he swept Obi-Wan off to the bedroom. The end. Thank you for listening.
Oh my god, we have a series name!
This has been recorded for Coday. I hope you've enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today.